Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. 5 on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to 5 on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, Brady Hawk, Alex Toledo, Ethan Skolnick is on location at the NBA Draft. We are going to recap the 2024 NBA Draft first round, get into the Miami Heat selection, which was a surprise to many, talk about kind of anything else that, maybe we are takeaways from the first round, but we're going to stick to the Heat pick here. First, you should have been on Discord tonight. Off the Floor was popping. Everybody was chatting and reacting. The chats were completely lit. You got to go. $2.99 a month, $3.99 in your Apple device. This is the place for all your Miami Heat talk. Now that the summer is heating up, you got to join because this is where you're going to get unfiltered Miami Heat conversation with people who are just as big a fan as you are and want to have good, respectful conversations. Check it out, Off the Floor. That is our official Discord server. Link is in the description of this episode. Also, want to shout out a great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, and that is Better Edge, the social betting marketplace. Legal in 45 states, Better Edge is the premier social betting marketplace. You win more when you bet with or against the community. Thousands of sports fans enjoy Better Edge. They're getting over 25,000 bettors. You can join the movement by going to betteredge.com. They are a tier one product in terms of you don't bet against the book. You bet against other people that are on the app. So you can find the line that you want. This is the social betting marketplace. Check it out, betteredge.com. They have a web-based app, super easy to use, lots of fun. Use the code 5RSN. That'll get you $20 of free play. 5RSN gets you that code, get you $20 of free play to start playing now on betteredge.com. All right, y'all. So the draft unfolded. The picks were laid out, and the Devin Carter dream got smashed along the way. Ron Holland went a lot higher than we expected. He was a guy we talked about for Miami and worked out for Miami. And then Dalton Knecht fell, and he was felt like, oh my gosh, is this a guy? Because I saw him in mock drafts as high as 8, 7. All of a sudden, there at 15, and the Heat come out of left field with a guy that we're going to talk about his good qualities and some of his opportunity qualities and things like that in a minute, but they go with Khalil Ware, center out of Indiana. They add size to a team that needed size. It was a huge pick in terms of the fact that this is a team that was relying on Kevin Love as a backup big. Now they have reinforcements there. Directly following the pick, Khalil Ware talked about maybe potentially playing next to Bam Adebayo, who, by the way, got agreed to an extension today. So there's it was a pick out of left field because best player available felt like a guard, Alex. It felt like there was also the Dalton situation where it's like, is he so good that you can't pass on him? And then ultimately, it looks like the Heat targeted Khalil Ware. This was the guy that they wanted. There was no question about it. Dalton sliding had no bearing on that, and they took him. Your initial thoughts?
Well, and, you know, first I want to shout out everybody that was with us on Playback, playback.tv/5RSN. Got to shout it out here because we were there all night as well throughout the draft, and we're going to do it again tomorrow, which, you know, for the second round, which starts at 4. So be on the lookout for that. It was a good time because you could feel the tension from everybody in there who kind of had like their own, agenda for who they wanted, right? Including myself. And we just know, and we talked about it literally leading up to the pick, they're not going to pick the guy who everybody wants, no matter, you know, who slides down or not. Like, whoever they wanted is whoever they wanted. And, you know, it's interesting because the way that it played out, you had Dalton on the board, right? You had Tristan Da Silva on the board, and it's two guys that are, I think, both 23 years old, and both could have contributed immediately into your rotation, and both would have really helped with the shooting, which seems to be, you know, kind of has been a problem for them in the past, where it's like they have too many guys that you can help off of, not to mention the way that they're built with Jimmy and Bam at the top, who are limited as shooters, don't take many threes. And so it was interesting that they had the opportunity to go with somebody like that, a 23-year-old older prospect who could help right away. And they overlooked multiple guys who check off those boxes, right, after the success that they just had with Jaime. So that was interesting on its own. But then to do that and go with a big, it was surprising. And that's what the Heat always do. They surprise you with their draft picks. And usually, you know, that ends up meaning that it turns out to be a good thing, because they usually, you know, more often than not, ends up being a good player. It happened with Tyler, happened with Bam, happened with Jovic, happened with Jaquez. Didn't turn out that way for Precious and I guess KZ Akpala. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I liked Khalil Ware as a prospect. I think, you know, getting a really athletic big man who is going to be, you know, instant impact as far as being a role man, right? That's going to be his role to start, is being a screen and roll guy, a handoff and roll guy, a guy who has some shooting intrigue after shooting like a nice percentage from three on some pretty low volume. I wonder how much of that we'll see right away with the history that the Heat have with their backup bigs, where they just kind of put him in a conservative role, you know, on both ends of the floor. And he's a good rim protector, uses the athleticism there, had some concerns from what I could tell about his motor, had some concerns about, you know, his competitiveness, but supposedly, you know, had a better season in those aspects than he did before when he was playing for Oregon. So that's good to see. I wonder if the Heat think that he can do more than just play in a drop, because I think the drop will probably be his, you know, the way that they use him to start. But they've been a team where, like, with their backup bigs, they'll, you know, sometimes they'll bring the guy up to touch and blitz or trap. I wonder if they do that with him, since he's, you know, more fluid than a Thomas Bryant or Kevin Love. And so you could probably, you know, he moves better than those guys. So you'll probably see some of that. You'll almost definitely see him with the way that they've, you know, the frequency that they've used zone every now and then. So that part is interesting to me, just having a guy with that type of size, like everybody wanted. Like I said, skeptical that we see the shot, but just getting an athlete like that, you know, 20 years old, again, 7-footer with a 7'4.5 wingspan, a guy who was really productive as a 20-year-old in college, about 16 and 10 as the average is there. Like, I think it's a pretty good pick, man. And again, like, somebody who everybody else had going, like, I don't know, in the 20s or so, that's usually who the Heat get with these types of picks, right? It's always somebody that you don't expect. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think he's a fun, you know, getting another athlete in the building is nice. We just don't see a lot of that with the Heat. And I think it would be really intriguing if he could show off some of that shot and see how viable it is, because it would be nice if you had another there, right, who you're developing in that rotation going forward, who you feel good about the shot, and you could have him, you know, not always being a guy taking up space in the paint where he always has to roll into the paint. He could just kind of go right back out to the paint. To the arc and space for others. Like, I think if he has that option, that makes him more dynamic, not only for like just playing with Bam, but just in general for like the way, you know, having more ways that you can play him. So I'm interested to see how much they put him in that box to start with, as far as being a screen and roll guy on offense and maybe just a drop guy on defense. I think there's upside there to be, you know, a more dynamic player. But I like the pick.
Floor spacing upside is one thing with Khalil Ware. Interior presence, shot blocking, lob threat. I think Derek Lively, like, that's a name that pops in my head as a rookie who found a role and played it well for a winning team. Brady, your thoughts on the pick, and also what is your take on the whole, he's had issues, the focus has wavered since high school, has been a buzz line that has traveled, doesn't really love basketball, his motor. What do you make of that kind of stuff, and your thoughts on the Khalil Ware pick?
Yeah, I said that on the last episode when we kind of talked about heading into this draft, some of these guys, and I kept saying, like, hypothetically, well, not hypothetically anymore, but at the time, hypothetically, if the Heat were to take him, obviously, if he went in for a workout and impressed them that much, they are not worried about his motor. Like, I think that matters. Like, I really do think that holds a lot of weight here. And I do think when you get these tags of, like, these adjectives that are like rough motor, like not a good enough motor and this and that, like, I think some of that stuff could be taken out of context and be drawn out a little bit. Like, we don't know. Maybe it is to an extent. Maybe it was in the past, but we don't know. Like, it's just like I compared it to the Jimmy situation before he came here, where he's a locker room cancer and he's like, it's just what he is. And then all of a sudden, no, he's not. He's not anymore. He's not this guy. So I just think that could be overstated a little bit. But when looking at him as a player, a lot of the stuff Alex was talking about, defensively, 100%, he's a really talented shot-blocking drop big. I do think it could be a little bit more creative. I think when you were talking about kind of the blitzing stuff is interesting, but I do think at least playing him at the level, I think is something they could do a little bit and just to kind of try it out, because he can kind of contain in that way and he can recover, which is something they haven't been able to do with these other bigs. I mean, when they get these veteran minimum bigs like Zellers and the Deadmans and the Thomas Bryants, if they put you at the level, that guard's running right past him and he's not recovering. Like, none of them. And if you get a guy that is a little bit quicker, younger, athletic, even if they get by you, get by that first level, he can recover and you could look at his film. He's really good at those chase downs. He's really good at kind of controlling around the rim and kind of glassing it or just kind of blocking it out of bounds, where they just haven't had that. They haven't had that aspect of things. And it's like, even if he goes through, because he's not going to be perfect defensively, he's going to have his issues as well. But I'll roll the dice with a guy that's athletic, that has the capabilities of just pure length and just the attributes there. And just, he's just quicker to kind of get to the ball. He's just kind of a ball magnet. Like, you just need that. And then these guys that are like taking charges backside and worrying about over helping here, and worrying about blitzing and recovering here is taxing in the regular season. It's. I'm not saying it's why they have availability issues, but I think it's part of it. It's a lot of it. It's a taxing scheme. So when you get kind of some young blood at that position, it kind of changes a lot of the things you can run defensively. And then the other stuff offensively, he's a really interesting post player. I think that's number one. He has really good touch and can kind of play pretty strong. Like, we talk about Precious. The difference is, like, and I hate comparing it just because they drafted another big and comparing these two guys, but, like, he's really good in traffic. He has good hands to grab the ball, comes down. Like, he's just really comfortable in that range, and I think that matters. And I like the upside of him as a face-up player. Like, just looking at how much he plays in the posts, and that you've seen him kind of branch off a little bit, and he gets in that face-up. He's got such a high release point that you can't really alter it. So if he's shooting over the top of you in that mid-range, it's tough to guard if he just finds that fluidity, and he has it. Like, a lot of these big guys we look at, like, they have funky jumpers, there's a little bit of a hitch in it. Not this guy. Like, Khalil Ware has a smooth, fluid jumper, and that's why the three-point shooting is intriguing. Like, we'll see how much that branches out and how much they'll, I don't want to say allow it, but At first, I would expect them to do some of the things Alex was talking about, like rely on the rolling stuff, rely on the athleticism, rely on all that. They're not going to say you want him taking 3-4 threes a game, but the ability to be able to do it, the ability that teams will probably have to respect it at some level just because he can shoot it, not just from above the break and pick up pops, but he's good in the corners, good in all those spots. So I just think this is an offensive upside play here. But as much as I use the word upside, I think he's a big that could play now. I think he's a big that could play behind Bam. I think he can log minutes 100% in the regular season, and he can kind of play in that range. And the last thing I'll say is, like, finally you just get athleticism on the roll with pure length. Like, the fact that you could just throw the ball up to your big and throw it in the air instead of having to throw these bounce passes because most of these guys don't get off the ground, like, that matters. And Miami's going to have to do a better job of getting their bigs the ball and throwing lobs because we know how much that's been a problem over recent years. But it becomes a whole lot easier when you have a 7-footer that goes up and gets it running down the lane. Like, you can throw balls like not right on the money, and it still could end up being a lob and a dunk. So just getting some athleticism there as a roller, as a putback guy. Like, what's the how many putbacks have we seen other than Bam? Like, it's Caleb Martin is your second guy getting put back. So a guy you could put in the dunker spot that could be an offensive rebounder. I like it. I mean, they needed to get bigger. They needed to get more athletic, and they did that.
You know, Brady said something earlier today because it across the Twitter sphere, they talked about how rival organizations thought Miami was zeroing in on a guard, and that meant that we should have known that they were going to go with a big because the Heat do not leak. But do you have a water leak and you can't find where it's coming from? You got to call Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-579-0356 for immediate assistance. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael and his entire team are prepared to handle all types of leak detection issues and disasters 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Water Cleanup of Florida is fully licensed, insured, and certified to provide the one-stop shopping busy homeowners and business owners require. There is no need to bring in any other contractors. They'll handle your entire project from start to finish. Service areas include Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell, 954-579-0356. Again, that's 954-579-0356. Visit the website, WCUFL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram. They have over 75 five-star reviews on Google. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you have the schmutz, they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, Khalil Ware, we're going to trust the front office. We're going to trust scouts in this age of Miami Heat basketball, because all the recent draft picks have, for the most part, been pretty solid picks, Precious Achiuwa aside. I think that that is the prudent approach, is to approach this pick with positivity, because usually when they target a player and they don't deviate from the board and they pick the guy that they're really in on, it tends to work out. I think that that's going to be something to look forward to with this pick, as another player that has a lot of size. They needed size. We always talk about how are they going to keep trotting out a bunch of 6'7" players to play all the front court positions. Well, now they have a legit 7-footer or close to 7-footer in the building. Let's pivot quickly as we close here to tomorrow. The second round starts at 4 p.m. Heat will be picking, I don't know, maybe an hour or hour and a half into that. I don't know exactly when, but we'll have you covered on Playback, and we'll have another pod to go over day two of the NBA draft. They've split it into 2 days now. But just final thoughts on what you think Miami should do tomorrow.
I think they should keep the pick. If that's, you know, like if some people are thinking about trading, I think they should keep it. Like, there's people there that are still available who seem like, honestly, like there's some names that are out there when you look at, not specific for the Heat at 43, but just guys that didn't get taken in the first round, like Furphy, Filipowski. As far as Heat guys, like, is still available. If he somehow way down to 43, that would be a slam dunk. The two wings that have been brought up, regardless, as far as like for in the Heat's range, Harrison Ingram and Keshawn Johnson out of North Carolina and Arizona, like, I think those would be absolute slam dunks at 43. So those would be the guys I'll most be looking at. You know, we mentioned on yesterday's show, Pelle Larsson. I think that would be nice too. He's still out there. But there are some names on that draft board still. So I'm looking forward to see what they do tomorrow. And look, it's going to be interesting because, you know, like, they could go with a couple different positions here, right? Like, maybe, like I mentioned, Kolek at the guard. I mentioned their two wings. There's also Jamal Shedd out of Houston, another guard who's a defensive hound. Like, I think it's interesting, and to see what they do here after taking a big in the first round, I'm intrigued to watch that. And just to kind of wrap things up on Khalil Ware, I think, you know, the red flags with him as far as his motor, and the other one that I didn't mention before was like the feel for the game stuff. I feel like that was one that I kept seeing regarding Khalil Ware. I think he pretty much checks out as somebody who is like very much a tools prospect, while also being productive in college, right? Like I mentioned the stats before, but it's like you're basically betting on his athletic tools and putting him, you know, having him in-house in your program, ironing out and polishing the technical fundamental stuff, right? Getting those reps, the NBA reps. You got to be able to guard and like make decisions, right? Not just on offense, but just on the defensive side of the floor. Like, to be a weak side rim protector, just a, you know, in general, be a rim protector. Like, he's got to be in the right spots. I think there was some questions about him there. And the Heat are really good at teaching those things, right? So I think that's something that you can feel good about as a Heat fan, is like his red flags ideally can be ironed out. And I think that's basically what they're betting on. It's like, take the athletic guy, and like Brady mentioned, you know, clearly the his character must have not been a real red flag for them after talking to him and working him out. Because they took him over a lot of guys that people thought would have been taken over him, a whole lot of guys. So if they're sold on him, I think you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, it's they've got an athletic big man in their rotation now. That's what you can say. You've got an athletic big man who could maybe play into a five-out offense at some point, who, like Brady mentioned, has some face-up and post-up in his game. Skeptical that we see that when he does play. But the fact that he's got that in his bag is interesting because, you know, he doesn't have to be one-dimensional on offense where it's only, you know, he can only score odds or something like that. So I think you can diversify as he grows into an NBA player. But iron out the processing, iron feel, And I think you might really get a nice NBA player from like they've done so many times before. But yeah, man, looking forward to the second round tomorrow. I mentioned the guys I really like, and that's who I've got my eye on. But there's more names that were projected to go late first that are out there as well.
Brady, your final thoughts on the Ware pick, and what do you think will be the focus point for them tomorrow as they gear up for the second round?
Yeah, I'm with a lot of the names that Alex was saying. Like, there's a lot of wings around that'll hover around 43 that are actually guys that have worked out with Miami. So, like, I think that tie-in matters, especially with these second-round guys. But like you said, Keshawn Johnson, Harrison Ingram, Jalen Bridges, like three different wings that are just kind of those 3-and-D type of guys that you need, that the type of guys that can replace a Caleb Martin, the type of guys that you need in a Heat system that can find minutes in the regular season. So I think that matters. The funny name that everybody keeps bringing up before they made this pick at 15, that would be hilarious if they did, is Adam Bona out of UCLA. Like, if they were to do that after just taking a big and they just kind of double up in that way, that would be kind of wild to see. But if he's best player available, I guess you never know. Tyler Kolek kind of dropping. I don't think he gets to 43. That's kind of the name that, Greg, I know you've thrown around with kind of having a good workout in Miami. Tyler Smith, somebody I like. I'm not confident he's going to get to 43, but if he somehow does, that would be an absolute steal. And another random name I just want to throw in that I feel like could be a chance at 43 is Kevin McCollar. Just another guy that I really do feel like could be a Heat-type player if he does fall to 43. But a lot of these guys, look, I mean, we keep saying falling to 43, but it's funny because the second round being another day, it's literally like they have like the 13th pick.
Yeah.
So they're going to have some options here around that range. So I think they can get a good player. I mean, the fact that they took a big early and now they can have a little fun with finding like an offensive type guard or wing. Like, I think they could get some the production out of a guy like this. So that'll be interesting. And then to wrap up on Ware, I do think he's going to get real backup minutes this year. Like, I really do believe that, just with the fact, I mean, that's not a crazy thing to say with the competition he has in that big man room. But I do think there's a possibility looking forward with him next to Bam. And I'm not somebody that's always been like pushing that. Like, I'm not somebody that's been saying like moving Bam to the four is going to change everything. But I do think when you add in a guy like this that has the ability to stretch the floor, and Bam kind of doing it right now a little bit as well, and I think you'll see it'll probably a little bit more from Bam probably this next season, there's going to be opportunities. Like, there's going to be legit opportunities to run this type of style, especially against certain teams. Like, it's going to be a matchup thing. Just like they match up small ball with certain teams, you can match up with this certain style. So I think this is the first time that I'm looking at a future season, and I think it's like it's legit. Like, they can actually go big at certain points. Now, is he going to start next to Bam? No. They're not going to – like, we can't, like, go crazy here. Like, they're still going to play a certain style, and I think they're going to try to – I don't want to say box him in, because it sounds bad when you talk about boxing in, especially a young player in a big. But they do box them in to, like, maximize their strengths. So, like, when you see a guy that they say, okay, we want you to just play in the dunker spot, screen, dive, and keep playing that style and defend, that's probably what you're going to see for the first, like, 2 or 3 months from it. Because that's the – they just want to kind of let him adapt to the NBA, and that's why a lot of these rookies from Miami end up kind of hitting the floor running. But I do think there is real chance for that moving forward next to Bam. And we'll see how the defense, if the defense can keep him on the floor, because that'll be the shifter for expulsion.
He must have sold the organization. So I think we are sold as a show on Khalil Ware. It's going to be interesting what they do tomorrow, because now that the big man spot is kind of taken care of, they can focus on other areas. So that will make for an interesting day two of the NBA draft. Thank you to our sponsors, Better Edge and Water Cleanup of Florida, to Alex, to Brady. Thank you. And make sure you're following with us. Come hang out with us on Playback. Watch the second round. Join Discord off the floor. That'll be where you can chat with us. And let's have a good time on day two of the NBA draft coming up. Peace out.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.